The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of the loan.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. You got it, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get to talk about stuff going on. I wish I had a chance right now to talk with our dear friend Dennis Prager. He's got a column at Stream, our dress rehearsal for a police state. And it's just filed today. You may want to check it out. I'll just read a sentence or two. He says, "All my life I've dismissed paranoids on the right. For example, America's headed to communism, and on the left, it can happen here," referring to fascism. He said, "It's not that I've ever believed that liberty was guaranteed, but being familiar with history and a pessimist regarding the human condition, I never believed that. But," he says, "the ease with which police state tactics have been employed and the equal ease with which most Americans have accepted them," of course, referring to where we are right now in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, he says, "it has been breathtaking." So we're going to look at that column a little later, a little more, and if we can ever get his busy schedule so that he might talk with us about it, we'll try that as well. In any event, we welcome you to the show. That's, I got to tell you, I too fall in the category of, I don't have paranoia as part of my DNA. But I agree with Mr. Prager, and I have such respect for men of his caliber and intelligence and integrity all when it comes to speaking truth and writing truth, that when someone like this says, "we are in a dress rehearsal for a police state," I take it seriously. As I say, we'll talk about it further because, sadly, this is not going away soon, this heavy hand of governors and others. So anyway, in the meantime, let me tell you what we are going to be doing over the next couple of hours. We've been continuing to bring some pastors, other key Christian leaders, both local and national, to the show. And we're doing it intentionally to help us all understand how to more effectively maximize what I see as these opportunities that God has set before us as his people during this time of change and upheaval. And coming up in just a few minutes, case in point, Dee Whitten will join me. Dee is a former senior pastor himself, pastored several churches prior to now serving as executive director of North Star. That's a network of nearly 200 pastors, 180 I think I saw at least, here in Northern Virginia. And I've asked Dee to join us to share with us some of the ideas North Star is already implementing, and perhaps some other news coming in from the various churches in that particular network. Next hour, looking forward, as always, to having somebody from Focus on the Family. This time, it's our good friend John Fuller. John, as you know, very active in so many different aspects of Focus. He co-hosts the Focus radio show with Jim Daly every day here on WAVA. He's going to join us and talk about some of the things that Focus is doing to minister to families, not the least of which, a free streaming platform. In fact, we talked with Jim Daly about it a couple of weeks ago. I hope some of you have been accessing it. But we're going to give you some update information on that. John will have that for us. It's called Focus at Home. Focus at Home. And it has all the, well, not all, but a lot of the great content that Focus is known for creating through the years. The animated video series, for example, Adventures in Odyssey, McGee and Me. Video series and feature films such as The Last Chance Detectives, etc., etc. And they're going to be adding further content in the weeks ahead, including Ray Vanderlyn's work that he's done, for example, The Truth Project and That the World May Know. Those are going to be added in coming weeks. But the real important thing for you to know is that right now and throughout the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic, all of that's being offered free online. So we'll tell you how you can do that, all the details of that coming up next hour. And last in this segment, but certainly not least, I'm really excited over the fact that we are closing in on our goal with the Bible League. Fan the Flame, Bibles for Asia. I tell you, it's just exciting to see how you're reaching out when the instinct, the human instinct for all of us, I think, as human beings in times of trouble, is to kind of look to ourselves first and maybe turn inward. But you're turning outward in so many ways, including this one of providing Bibles for people who are so desperately hungry for God's Word. Our campaign goal is 6,720 copies of the Bible to go into the various nations of Asia. And to date, you've given 5,132 of those. Leaves us, what, 2,588 more Bibles to go. A very doable goal over the next few days, but the campaign does end on Thursday evening, Thursday night at midnight. That's it. It's our campaign for the month of April. One more piece of news, and that is of the $8,000 that Passport so generously has given to us, given to the campaign, I should say, and we use it as a matching challenge grant to encourage you to double your giving. Well, many of you have taken advantage of that. And as of now, $802 remains of that $8,000 that will still double the gifts of those who get in most quickly. And I remind you, we did receive word from the Bible League and Michael Woolworth yesterday that for the next week or so, the Bible League doubling effect is still in effect at the national level as well. So, of course, what that means is every dollar you give is doubled and then doubled again. That original amount is doubled. You give $10, it's doubled, and then that $10 is doubled again so that you end up giving $30. Or a $100 gift for 20 Bibles becomes not 40 Bibles, but actually 60. You get the point. Wonderful way to give. I always say anytime's a good day, a good time to make a gift. Invest in the kingdom of God, especially when it comes to sharing the very literal bread of life. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. And in his word, we know there is eternal life. So that's what you're sharing. It's not just sending a copy of some printed pages out. It is literally transmitting the living word of God to hungry hearts throughout Asia. And while persecution continues there, and all the other difficulties and dealing with the COVID pandemic, those people are hungry and they're coming to Christ by the literal thousands and tens of thousands in those nations that they need Bibles. So if you want to make a gift right now, you can do it. 800 Yes Word. Just $800 left of that Passport doubling money. 800 Yes Word. $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Or go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword Bibles, or click on the Bible League banner.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. rate. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Wave a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A-Action, 703-922-1900.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends June 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Well, you can make some good use of the time you have at home right now, as you just heard a couple of minutes ago. No Safe Spaces, number one political documentary, 2019, available to watch at home right now. Share with your family. And we know there's a lot of content out there, most of it being pushed by companies that, believe me, don't share our values. But this one does. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla. And I tell you, it'll make you laugh and maybe make you cry as well. It has been turned down by Hollywood in terms of helping market it. That ought to tell you that something about it. Netflix won't touch it either, Amazon. But you can see it by going to nosafespaces.com, and you can do it at a 25% discount. Just go to nosafespaces.com and order it, but make sure you use the SAVE25 discount code for our WAVA listeners. Again, that's nosafespaces.com. Discount code is SAVE25, and it'll give you 25% off the price of the film. Well, as we've said a number of times, we're throughout this crisis, if you will, this pandemic, we are intentionally bringing voices to these microphones that really help encourage, help give insight, help give balance, kind of help determine where, as followers of Christ especially, and where the church itself ought to be. And we have a number of nationally recognized and local pastors and Christian leaders coming, as I say, to the microphones to just talk with us and share their thoughts and kind of give us an insight as to what's happening in their world and among those that they work with. One of those is my guest right now, Dee Whitten. Many of you know him. Dee is a former pastor, served as a senior pastor for a number of years, served, in fact, in several congregational settings as pastor, currently serving as the executive director of North Star. It's a network of nearly 180 churches here in the Northern Virginia area. And he brings a lot of experience to that ministry itself, but he and North Star are doing some special things that I wanted you to know about as well. So, Dee, an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be on with you, Don. Appreciate the invitation.
Tell folks who may not know much about it just a little bit about North Star itself first.
Okay, North Star Church Network is an association of 175 Baptist background churches in the Northern Virginia and D.C. area. 70 of those congregations are international churches, so it's a very diverse group of folks within the Baptist family. And our mission is to energize churches to carry out their God-given mission.
Talk about, if you would, what you're hearing back from some of these pastors so far. I bet each one of them could tell his own story as to what they're getting kind of out on the grassroots. But what sort of anecdotal feedback are you getting so far from the congregations?
You know, we are trying to stay in close personal touch with the pastors of our churches. And even though this has been a very challenging time for our churches, do not change very quickly, but during the last few weeks, they've had to make some tremendous changes. And I would say almost all of our churches are really facing this crisis in a very positive way. I've been encouraged by the churches in North Star. Almost all of them are finding ways to make it happen in the midst of this crisis. And I'll just mention a few ways that that's going on in our churches. Almost all of them, even the smaller churches, are live streaming their services on Sunday morning, finding some way to do that, either live streaming or using Facebook Live or YouTube, but they're finding a way to get their services across on Sunday mornings. Our small groups are meeting in Zoom meetings, of course. They're having Zoom meetings for their church meetings, pastoral care by phone. And youth and children's leaders, I've been very fascinated. They're finding ways to connect with their families and pass resource materials on to the parents to work with their children. And that's been a very positive thing. And just a few anecdotal stories. There's one church that has been taking pizzas to the emergency room of the hospital near them for the workers to have pizza. They're taking pizzas to nursing homes where they have some of their members staying. One pastor got in the back of his pickup truck in the hospital parking lot had a huge sign saying, "We're praying for you and God bless you and thank you," to the staff as they looked out from the windows of the hospital. A church is partnered with Convoy of Hope, which is a Christian nonprofit organization. They've delivered tons of food to their community. And three of our churches in D.C. have partnered together and pulled together the churches in D.C. to have a 24-hour, 7-day this week prayer chain for the whole community of D.C. and Maryland and Northern Virginia called Awaken D.C. So there's been some exciting things going on in our churches.
It is exciting. It really is. And the church ought to be, I agree, proactive in any way it can. And as you say, each church can be creative in that regard as to how they best minister to their neighborhoods or to their congregants. Talk also, if you would, for a moment, before we get to something very important. I know that's the pastoral Zoom programs. We'll get to that in a minute. But in general, how else might congregations respond to their culture, to their community in these difficult times? We know that we've been greatly inhibited as churches and pastors as to what we can do. But you've already said some of them are finding creative ways around that. Any recommendations you have for folks that just they're not just sure how they can approach this whole thing when it's all over?
Well, I think there's a lot of things churches need to learn from this experience that they will want to continue focusing on. For one thing, this has turned our churches from an inward focus to an outward focus just because of the necessity that because we can't use our church buildings anymore, it doesn't mean we're not the church. And we're, in fact, we're serving as a church even more than ever probably now. And so you want to keep the technology going. One of our churches said the first Sunday they live streamed their service that it was like Easter Sunday for them because they had more people than they had ever had attend their church through their live streaming and being online. And so they'll want to keep that up. Even when people can come back in person, they'll be able to reach a lot more people by continuing their live streaming and the small groups the same way. Keep the Zoom going with small groups. Even though we get back in person, there'll be some folks that can't make it, but they can make it through Zoom. I'm very impressed with the children and youth ministers who are providing material for parents to use with their children. Actually, that's the way spiritual development needs to take place anyway in the home, is the parents discipling their own children. And so I hope that doesn't go back to just being a Sunday morning kind of practice in our churches, but that we continue to resource parents to work with their children throughout the week. North Star has been focusing on the art of neighboring for a couple of years, which I think is the best way to do outreach in our culture. And that's just simply, we've been training our churches to and church members to just love their neighbors, to learn the names of their neighbors and pray for their neighbors and reach out to their neighbors in very practical ways. And so this is a great time to do that during this pandemic, is for folks just to pray for their neighbors and love them and care for them and find practical ways to reach out to them.
Well, as you mentioned, and I'm glad you brought that point up just now, because you mentioned a little bit ago, this really is an opportune time for evangelism, for sharing the gospel. People who perhaps haven't thought about church or God for a long time are really shaken. I'm talking about the non-believers who've been going on with their lives, you know, and if they have spiritual thoughts or thoughts about God in the future, they've been kind of on the back shelf. This brings everything forward as a crisis like this does. So it seems to me, I've told our own folks, you know, John 4, Jesus' words there with the woman at the well, and the whole village came out on her testimony, said, lift up your eyes and look, the fields are white unto harvest. I think that's where we are now. What do you think?
I certainly agree with that wholeheartedly. Our church buildings are shut down for the most part, but the church is not shut down. In fact, the church has been liberated in some sense. We're out there now ministering to people directly, and the priesthood of all believers is taking place. People are seeing their responsibility to pray for neighbors who are in need and reach out to them and care for them, co-workers and so forth. So it's kind of unleashed the church out of the building into the community and into the city, I think.
Tell us about the Pastor Zoom Forum. I believe it meets every Wednesday morning. Two questions about it. One, what is it? And two, is it available only to North Star pastors or what?
No, this would be open to any pastors that'd like to jump on board. We started out, of course, advertising with our North Star pastors, but we just felt the need to be in touch with our pastors in a special way and provide some training for how to deal with this crisis. And so on Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock, we do send out a link that pastors can get on board with. But if pastors would like to get on board that we don't have their email address, just contact us at North Star. Let us know that, and we'll be glad to add them to our link. But we've started out with about 25, 30 pastors for the first week, and each week it's increased in numbers. We're up to about 40 pastors that just got on board, and we're just checking with them, seeing how things are going for a few minutes, and then also providing some specific training. We had Dave Runyon, who wrote the book, The Art of Neighboring, lives out in Colorado. He came on board with us one week to talk about how you can do neighboring more effectively. And tomorrow we have a lady that works with television that's going to talk about how pastors can be more effective in their messages talking to a camera instead of a congregation. And so we're trying to be very practical in the information we provide. And we only last an hour because we know pastors are very busy during this time.
Final question, Dee, in that regard, if folks who are hearing it want to join, don't have the connection, exactly how do they get in touch with North Star? What should they do?
They can get in touch with they can get in touch with me, and I'll pass the information on to one of my assistants who can get them hooked up. But my email address is the letter D Witten, W-H-I-T-T-E-N, at NorthstarCNet.org. NorthstarCNet.org.
Thank you, my friend. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we'd love to have them jump on board with us.
All right. We'll give them that again. But thank you, Dee, for taking time to talk with us. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners may want to as well. God bless you.
That's great. Thanks, Don. Appreciate it so much.
That's Dee Witten, Executive Director of North Star. And as we said, it's a very large and growing network of pastors throughout the Northern Virginia, D.C. area. And as he said, if you want to join them for that pastor's Zoom forum every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., you can email, and you don't have the connection, just email him at D, the letter D, Witten, W-I-T-T-E-N, at NorthstarCNet.org. Again, that's D Witten at NorthstarCNet.org. Stay with us. We have more here on the Don Crow Show.
Tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply. $100 prepaid MasterCard. Requires port and online registration. Ships after 45 days. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In Maryland, we're seeing bumper-to-bumper delays due to an accident. This is going to affect both your westbound and eastbound commute on Buds Creek Road, right between Thompson Corner Road and Trinity Church Road. Be sure to slow down and keep your feet tapping on those brakes. And keep in mind that the accident does involve a box truck and a car, so use some caution there as well. This will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see a passing evening shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 50. Overcast tomorrow morning with times of clouds and sun in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 73. Tomorrow night breezy with plenty of clouds. Expect a shower or thunderstorm around late with a low of 61. Thursday, windy with periods of rain, some heavy, as well as a thunderstorm. Thursday, we'll see a high of 68. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
And the flames, that's what we're doing in our Bibles for Asia campaign with the Bible League International, a great ministry, as many of you know, I think 80 years now and counting, as they've spread the Word of God all over the world, trained people in literally how to read and how to read the Bible. And you're part of that when you make your gift of any amount, as so many of you have. Our number is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And I want to say a quick thank you to a few folks. Let me tell you first, we only need 2,588 more Bibles to reach our goal of almost 7,000 copies of God's Word. Still about $800 of passport matching money available to double your gift, and then it will be doubled again with the Bible League when you call that number I just gave. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. J. That's first initial only. Silver Spring, Maryland, $100 gift. Vivian in Windsor Mill, $120. Nancy in Warrenton, $50. Tina in Manassas, $50. Mark in Arlington, $35. Each of those, again, doubled twice. Once with the passport money and again with the Bible League. And right now, as we said, $800 is remaining of passport money for those of you who are quick enough to get in and make your gift, whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or whatever. Number to call, 800-YES-WORD. Online, you can give at our website. Just go to WAVA.com.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, reminding you again, WAVA and New Life Ministries offering a free resource right now to you, 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. You can get your free copy by going to our website, WAVA.com. Enter the keyword overcome. It'll take you right where you want to be. Fan the flame, fan the flame, fan the flame, fan the flame. Bibles for Asia. 800-YES-WORD's how you do it. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, that's 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com. Click on the Bible League banner or enter the keyword Bibles, either way. And I say that to say this, a lot of you have been doing that, moving us forward in our campaign, and I will give some thank yous as we go along, but right now I want to remind you of how important the Word of God is. I'm stating the obvious for so many of you, because we know, as this brother you're going to hear from says, it's one thing to know about God, but to get to really know Him, we must have His Word.
To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it, and to read it, and to begin to develop the relationship through knowing God for who He is.
I picture that in my mind. I have a word picture when he says, fellow Christians holding the Word of God in their hands, being able to read it, being able to reread it over and over and over again. Now, I often say it, but I think it does merit repeating. We in America, we in the United States, and basically in the technologically civilized world, we have access to all kinds of things. When we want a scripture, often when I'm preparing a sermon or whatever, instead of taking my Bible in hand and leafing through it to find that verse, I'll just type online the verse that I want, or this chapter that I'm thinking of, or the thought even that I'm reflecting on, and the verses will pop up for me. And it's kind of like when I've been doing talk show, I guess, longer than I want to admit now, but I remember in the early days preparing for a talk show. The internet was non-existent then, maybe for the military, but certainly not for radio hosts. And the chance to go online and pull stories down quickly now that match whatever topic we want to talk about. The same with the Word of God. Now we can bring all kinds of Bible resources into our hands. And in fact, many of you get, I'm sure, some of the same emails I do. I get regular emails from wonderful Christian ministries like Ligonier and others that offer ongoing nourishment, spiritual nourishment that I can sit and read, I can track, I can follow up on, I can order. A lot of those ministries now giving free items away to folks. All I'm saying is we have so much in this current culture, even with the pandemic. We have so many resources at our fingertips. And then put that up against what our brothers and sisters around the world, for the most part, have or don't have. I mean, they can't even imagine the sheer luxury of what we have at our fingertips with the Word of God. And they're longing and praying and hoping for just one Bible. I've seen videos a few years ago now, then there are many of them. There's a clip that came out a few years ago. It may have come from one of the ministries that was sending Bibles to China, but a box of Bibles had arrived, and the Christians had been able to receive it. And the video, just a short clip, showed this woman on her knees as the Bible was being opened, with tears streaming down her face, kissing the Bible, reaching in and getting the Bible and literally planting a kiss on it, overjoyed with the thought that they now had copies of God's Word. I mean, folks, how can we not respond to that kind of hunger and that kind of need? I know that many of you have, and many more of you are going to. We have a very big goal of nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word. And as I say, I'll give you an update in a moment or two and some thank yous, but we do still need several thousand copies of the Word of God. I'd say right now, without looking at the totals, at least 4,000 more copies of the Scripture, if not a few more. Would you help us right now? That's my point. Would you give one Bible for $5, or maybe two Bibles for 10, or 100 for 20 Bibles? Would you make that gift right now? It's going to make such a difference, whether it's $5 for one Bible, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, 500 for 100 Bibles, whatever. We just thank you for doing what you've done, and I want to thank you for what you're going to do. I'm going to take a break, come back, fan the flame, Bibles for Asia, 800-YES-WORD's the number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 1-800, well, you don't even need the 1, 800-937-9673. You want to give online? WAVA.com. Click on the banner or enter the keyword Bibles.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks were narrowly mixed for much of the session, but the major indexes all finished in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 32 points. The S&P 500 eased 15. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, though, dropped 122. We're still waiting on earnings from Ford Motor. In giving some preliminary numbers earlier in the month, the automaker said it expected to report a first-quarter net loss of roughly $2 billion, while revenue would be down about 15% from the year-ago period, it said. Not every movie needs a big theatrical release to be a hit. Citing people familiar with the data at Comcast's Universal Pictures, the Wall Street Journal says that Trolls World Tour has racked up nearly $100 million in rentals since its digital release April 10th. The performance has convinced Universal executives that digital releases can be a winning strategy. The journal says for studios, the prospect is especially alluring because they retain about 80% of digital rental or purchase fee compared with about 50% of box office sales. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
but it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts, literally the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now, 800-YES-WORD? That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash-out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage, so you only pay for what you need. Customize your coverage with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Have you ordered yet? No Safe Spaces. Number one political documentary at the box office in 2019. And I believe number 11 in terms of all films at the box office in 2019. Now available for you to watch at home with your family, and you can see it together during this, all this extra time you have. Great investment of your time during the COVID-19 restrictions. Critics have called this film smart, vital, urgent, one of the most important documents that you need to see today. But it's also a film that Hollywood does not want you to see, so you'll never watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Hollywood didn't want to help market it. But you can watch it now at NoSafeSpaces.com. Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla revealing how America has become a dangerous place to dare to speak your mind or share your ideas. And the fellas do it in a very entertaining and powerful way. It's not a dry documentary. But you can order this powerful film now for you and your family at NoSafeSpaces.com. Just use WAVA's promo discount code SAVE25 and you'll save 25% off. That's NoSafeSpaces.com, promo code SAVE25.
When I got the Bible, I really love to read. So when I received Bible from the church, and I really love to read it again and research. And because of those reading, that God is really blessed in my heart.
How many of you have found that to be true? The more you read the Word of God, the more blessed it becomes to you. The stronger your faith becomes. I would like to, if I could see a show of hands, which I of course can't, but you can raise your hands anyway. How many of you have gone to the Word of God in a new way or at a new level of frequency since COVID-19 set in, and especially since the stay in place set in and people started having to stay home, stay away from their jobs, stay away from gatherings, stay away from church? How many of you, raise your hand, could say, yeah, I've definitely found more comfort, more peace, more insight at the, from the Word of God in this troubled time in my own country? Well, I've often said this as well, because we focus a lot on the persecuted church, and probably even at that, not as much as we should here on the show and on WAVA. But I try to remind myself, and I'm trying to remind you as well, think of the coronavirus being a crisis of its own for you. But on top of that, you've already been living your life in great apprehension and anxiety because you don't know the next time when someone may show up at your door and threaten your very life and the life of your children and your family for just being a Christian. I just heard, I didn't hear the details the other day, but a North Korean man trying to escape North Korea was simply shot in the back. Now, I don't know if he was a believer or not, but that certainly has happened to a lot of believers out of North Korea through the years. We know that these nations are under great adversity just for being Christians. So imagine on top of the virus, your greater fear probably is even than that, that your house will be burned down, or that your church will be ransacked and burned to the ground, which is happening, sadly, almost as we speak about it every day, every week. So I'm trying to bring perspective to how easily we can minister to people who are in great adversity, people who are in some of these areas of persecution, where it's not at all popular to be a Christian. Thailand, Bangladesh, China, Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam. I can't speak currently about Vietnam, but I do know that when I was next door in Cambodia in 2003 with the Bible League, I still remember very vividly a Vietnamese pastor who had come over from Vietnam, traveled over to meet with us and with the Bible League staff there in Cambodia. The hope, of course, being to be able to get some Bibles into Vietnam. But he told us at that time, at least, that he and his congregation that he pastored had to move locations every so often just to be sure they could survive. They couldn't have a nice church with a steeple on it and an address at the corner of such and such and so and so. You understand what I'm saying? They were a church literally that had to move from place to place just to make sure they could survive the pressures against them because of their faith. Those are the people we're talking about. People in India. We know that Christians in India are being persecuted at new levels. All these areas, China. In fact, we'll have a clip in a moment from Esther in China, who talks about teaching the children English. You cannot just teach them the gospel. She says, as a Christian teacher, obviously in China, she dare not simply teach the gospel to them, but they are finding ways of teaching the gospel by using the Bible as a textbook. And so even at that, I'm sure putting herself and maybe even those she loves and those children and families at risk, but that's how great the hunger for God's word is. So I don't mind one bit pleading with you, begging with you to do what so many have done, and that's make a gift, whether it's $25 or $100, a $50 gift for 10 Bibles, whatever you can give, we just welcome it. We thank you for it. And as we go to this break, maybe now's the time you'll go to the phone or go to the web and make your gift. $5 for a Bible, $50 for 10 Bibles, $100 for 20. You can do the math very easily. Take that $5, and if you can multiply it over a period of, maybe you want to give over a period of time, 12 months at $10 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-387-9673 or online at WAVA.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In times of crisis, Americans have historically set aside differences and become one. Only days after 9/11, Republicans and Democrats stood side by side on the Capitol steps and sang, "God bless America." Now we have an opportunity to rally together again. Neighbors are helping neighbors. Healthcare workers are stepping up. And online, people are joining in prayer. Remember, together we'll get through this.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
With all the focus on what's been canceled and closed, WAVA would like to remind you that the most important things in the world remain open. Faith is open, and God wants to help our faith grow. Hope is open and available to anyone, anytime. Love is open, as God's arms are open wide to embrace you with the sacrificial love and grace of Jesus Christ. The open faith, hope, and love of God. And WAVA, open 24 hours a day.
I've told you our goal is 6,720 copies of the scriptures. I have no doubt we're going to get it done together because of what you've been doing. And I want to remind you, every dollar being given right now is being doubled twice. Once with the Bible League and once with Passport Auto Group. So I want to thank Robin and Chevrolet for a $25 gift. Michael and Gaithersburg, $100. Mr. and Mrs. Tom, first name only, Gaithersburg, $225. Patricia in Alexandria, $50. Dwayne in Silver Spring, $50. Lori in North Potomac, $25. Mrs. Eileen, first name only, in New Carrollton. Milton in Gaithersburg, $50. Let me see here. Also, I think coming in, David in Westminster, $500 gift. Ashley in Columbia, $50. And $160 from Tanya in Alexandria. So those are some of the latest gifts that have gotten us where we are right now, and you can help us move forward with your gift.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English, and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
That's the point I was making earlier, a teacher who's saying we can give the gospel to these children by being able to teach them the English language, and God has great ways of getting around, over, underneath the barriers. The word of God will never be held back. We know God said in Isaiah, "My word will never return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose to which I send it." And I've often said, you and I are the senders, I believe, in that verse, I think it's fair to say, as we send the word of God out with a gift to the Bible League, God will do his part and more. And these dear people such as Esther, this woman we just heard from, they also will do what you and I don't have to do. By that I mean I don't have to put my life at risk to go online or pick the phone up and make a gift. I've just gone online a little while ago and made my gift without any fear of retribution or punishment or danger of any sort. That's the easy part, isn't it? Whether it's $5 or $50 or $500 or $5,000, and believe me, we could use one of each of those. So, but whatever you can give, we just are grateful that you are responding as you are, and I'm hoping you'll do so now. 800-YES-WORD is the number to call, 800-937-9673. Just takes a moment or two. You can tell them. And by the way, if you don't want your name mentioned on the air, just say that. Say, "I'd like to be anonymous," and they will put that in the notes that I receive So I'll try to respect that, of course. If you want to do the same on our website, there's a comment block you can, or box you can put that in there, please. I want to give this anonymously. If you want to give in memory of someone or in honor of someone, folks have done that as well. And if you'd like to do that, we'll try to mention that. 800-YES-WORD, online at WAVA.com. 800-937-9673, online at our website, WAVA.com. Enter the keyword Bibles.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.